speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let go, big fellow! I am Silver!
Lights burned late at night in the study of a mansion in Texas. The governor of the state sat at his desk. He listened carefully to the words of a tall man who stood before him.
There, Your Excellency, is a complete report on the men and the charges against them.
I've been scanning the reports while you were speaking.
Those men were fighters, sir. They had to fight to get to Texas. They had to fight to settle here. They were in the habit of fighting.
They seem to have had one fight too many.
Well, they'd had a lot of trouble with Indians. When they saw the Indians coming toward them, they thought it was another attack. They didn't know that the Indians were peaceful, that a treaty had been made.
So they opened fire.
Yes, sir.
It was a serious piece of business. It might have ruined all hope of peace.
But it didn't. Peace was restored. The Indians were made to understand.
Only because a masked man known as the Lone Ranger interceded with the Indians. If it hadn't been for him, we might have had war that would have endured for years.
I'm aware of that, sir.
The men you're talking about have disappeared. They escaped from the law and dropped out of sight. They haven't been seen since.
They went to Mexico.
Oh?
There's a ranch in Mexico, the Jekyll Ranch.
That's not a Mexican name.
Dan Jekyll is not a Mexican.
Oh, I see.
His ranch begins a few miles south of the border. Jekyll rules like a feudal lord in a house that is like a castle. He's very wealthy. He's wealthy because he's been able to get men and women to take care of his land and cattle for practically nothing.
Men and women?
Men, sir, and women. Women who a few years ago had soft white hands, instead of hands that are rough and calloused. Women who are still young, but who look old because of poverty and despair. Women whose loyalty to the men they loved is more important than anything else in the world. I've seen those people, sir. I've seen misery and despair stamped on faces that were once proud and courageous. I've seen humility and defeat in eyes that were once fearless and steady. Your Excellency, Texas needs those people.
You've made a strong plea for them. Frankly, I'm impressed.
And you'll grant pardons?
I want to know who you are.
You were willing to admit me to your home without knowing my identity?
Only for one reason. I had a letter.
Yes?
I told you that the Lone Ranger prevented an Indian war. I sent word thanking him, telling him I felt obligated, and I asked him to call on me when I could be of service.
You spoke of a letter.
Yes, it came from the Lone Ranger. He asked me to listen to the man who would come here tonight.
Were you sure the letter came from the Lone Ranger?
He identified himself by enclosing a silver bullet.
Like this one?
Why, yes. Exactly like that one.
Members of your staff or servants might have seen a masked man and wondered about him. I had to be sure you'd admit a man who came as a stranger.
You mean to say you? You are the Lone Ranger?
Your Excellency, I may or may not be wearing a disguise. Please don't try to find out.
For a long time, I've hoped that the day would come when I might thank you for all you've done.
Those men and women on the Jekyll Ranch, sir.
They must have prayed. Will you deliver the pardons?
I hoped you'd make me your messenger.
The men who had fled across the border from Texas had been men who knew hardships. On Dan Jekyll's ranch, they could have endured the long hours of back-breaking toil and the starvation diet. They could have endured the cruelest overseer.
Get up, you lazy hound! Get up! You think Jekyll pays you to sit in the sunshine?
Can't you see that Jim is sick?
And this whip's good medicine. I'll fix him.
No, no, please don't.
You shut up! No!
Stop, in the name of mercy, stop!
Out of the way, old woman, or I'll let you have it! Oh! Oh!
Those men from Texas could have tolerated the despotism of Dan Jekyll, but to see their wives and children subjected to cruelty, to see those they loved grow thin and old beyond their years, this coupled with the utter hopelessness of their position had broken the spirit of the strongest man.
Gosh, Mr. Jekyll, a man could get dizzy on these spiral stairs.
This is your first trip to the tower room, huh, Budge?
Yeah.
You have a surprise in store.
I often wondered if you ever use this tower.
I spend more time here than any part of the house. From the tower, I can see in all directions.
You sure don't miss much, Mr. Jekyll. You know all that goes on.
Here we are.
I'm glad that's the last step.
Yeah, keep this room locked. Presently, you'll know why. Here we are. Come in.
Hey. This is a pretty slick room.
My office. Sit down there.
You sure get a swell view of the ranch from these windows.
I was in here a little while ago. I saw you beating Jim Peterson.
You said we should bear down special hard on Peterson and Matt Martin.
You're good at following orders, Budge. You've been a good overseer. How long have you been here?
5 months.
When you came here, I told you I might give you a chance to make big money.
Yeah.
Since then, I've learned all about your crooked past.
And now look, Mr. Jekyll, I can explain any...
Now that I know you're a real crook, I can give you that big money job.
Well, what about Peterson and Martin and the others from Texas? They're dodging the law, but I don't see them getting rich.
I sounded them out when they came here. It was a mistake. They're not really crooked. They're wanted in the States for shooting Indians.
Oh.
Unfortunately, when I talked to them, I dropped a hint about my business. Since then, I've had to keep them completely surprised.
You've done that all right enough.
Since then, I've been very careful. I make sure of a man before I reveal my business to him.
And there's something besides cattle and farming, hmm?
Cattle and farming? Merely a front.
What's your real business?
Butch? You like to travel and spend lots of money.
You think I rob banks for the fun of it?
Look in this drawer.
Money. Folding money. Great day. I never saw so much at one time.
Yeah, and take this package and look it over.
Why, I can't believe it. There must be thousands here.
$10,000. Put it in your pocket.
What?
Yeah, come over here. I'll show you the other room. I want you to know everything.
Hey, what's that machine?
It's a printing press, a special kind of press. It printed the bills I just gave you.
Well, you mean these bills are counterfeit?
You're to take 10,000 to Mexico City. Spend freely. Return as soon as possible and give me $5,000 in genuine money. What you don't spend, you may keep yourself.
And I start out with another package, hmm?
Just a minute.
What's the trouble?
Look over there. Two horsemen have just reined up at Matt Martin's shack.
I can't make out who they are. It's pretty far off.
I wonder how they got past the guards.
There goes the signal. Time for Martin and the others to quit work.
Come with me, Butch. We'll see who's calling on Matt Martin and why.
Otto, it must be the signal to stop work. People are leaving the fields.
Not right.
The peons are going toward that other row of houses.
Them better than house near here.
Yes, much better. Jacob seems to have three classes of people working in his fields. Peons, the overseers, and the fugitives from Texas.
Kimasabi.
Yes?
Old man and woman come this way. You see him?
Otto, those people aren't old.
Well, them look plenty old.
That's Matt Martin and his wife.
Matt Martin? Why, him same age as you.
It's hard to believe that a couple of years would do that to a strong man. Matt! Matt Martin!
You'd better go away.
Matt, I've brought good news from Texas.
Matt?
We met in San Antonio. You remember, don't you, Martin? I gave you a silver bullet.
I know who you are. But go away. Jekyll don't let us talk to anyone.
Jekyll's no longer running your life. Listen to me, Matt.
No, I can't. He'll take it out on us.
Now look here, Martin. This is a pardon from the governor. He sent me to bring you back to Texas. You and all the men who came here with you.
Oh, it's too late. We're licked. Jekyll's got the law with him. He never stopped.
Would he go that far just to keep you here to slave in his fields?
Oh, that ain't it. It's what we know.
What do you mean?
He wanted us to pass bad money for him.
Bad money?
He thought we were crooks. We turned him down. He ordered his men to... Well, look at me. Look at Mary. We've had the heart and spirit beat out of us. Now go away.
You mean to say that Jekyll deals in counterfeit money?
He makes it somewhere in that big house.
Oh, he does, huh?
Nothing can be done. It's too rich and powerful. It's bigger than any law around here.
Matt, there he comes. It's Jekyll himself.
He sees you.
Who's that with him?
That's Butch Lauren, the toughest of his overseers. He's got his whip with him. Why'd you come here?
Well, Martin, you have visitors. An Indian and a nice man, eh?
Mr. Jekyll,
He didn't invite us here, Jekyll.
You keep your hands where they are so I won't have to shoot. Take his guns, Butch. Then the mask.
Don't try it, Butch.
No.
Some guards at the gate had the same idea. You'll find them wrapped in ropes.
Smart, eh? Well, there are ways to cure that.
Yeah, for example, this whip.
You shouldn't have done that.
Hey!
That's a start.
Let go of me. I need that gun. I'll kill you for that.
Try this. And here's one for Jim Peterson.
Oh, you wait. He got Jekyll, don't you?
Get Jekyll on your horse, Toto. You'll have to ride double. We're going to take him with us.
No, no. Let me go.
I'm not through with you. But you pay attention to what I say. Jekyll is going with us. Whatever you do to Matt Martin will be passed on tenfold to Jekyll. You'd better see that Martin's not hurt. Because if he is, Jekyll won't like it. Remember that when you wake up.
When I wake up?
Yes, you're going to take a nap.
Oh, lifted him off his feet.
I'll be back, Martin. Get going, Toto. I'm with you.
Get lost, Toto.
Ready, big fella. One silver.
Oh, Matt. That's the kind of fighting man you used to be.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. Don Jose Amonto was a sincere, hard-working official in the town nearest the Jekyll Ranch. On the morning after the Lone Ranger and Tonto had captured Dan Jekyll and taken him to their well-concealed camp, Senor Amonto went to his office as usual. As he unlocked the door, he was quite unprepared for the surprise that awaited him.
Morning, senor.
Yes.
Let me close the door so we'll not be disturbed. Did you sit down at your desk?
Mask. What does this mean? How did you get through the locked door to my office?
The lock on your door is superior to the lock on the window.
Oh, so that's it.
Senor, you know Dan Jekyll?
I know who he is, senor. He lives nearby. He comes from the States, and he's very wealthy. Very great man.
He's a crook.
Senor.
And at this moment, he's a prisoner in my camp.
Santa Maria. This must not be. You must let him go at once.
What's the matter? Are you afraid of him?
Senor, he is so rich and so powerful. He can destroy those he dislikes. He can have me taken from my position.
He can't do a thing while he's tied up in my camp.
You must let him go. You must release him at once.
Don Jose, have you heard that counterfeit money is being circulated in Mexico?
Reports have come to me as a matter of routine, but that is beside the point.
The counterfeiters live on the Jekyll Ranch.
No.
Dan Jekyll is our leader.
No. No, this cannot be true, senor.
You'll take your men and go with authority to search the house. You'll find proof. I'm sure of it.
Where did you get your information?
From one of my countrymen, Matt Martin, who was held like a slave on the Jekyll Ranch.
One of those who fled from the States? You have only his word?
It's enough for me.
Oh, senor, I cannot risk the anger of Senor Jekyll. If I go to search his house and fail to find the proof that he's all you say, he would turn his wealth and power against me. I would be a ruined man.
Jekyll laughed at me. He told me that no one would risk his anger. I couldn't believe it.
Lo siento, senor. I'm so sorry.
Jose, suppose I had proof against Jekyll.
That would be different.
You'd act?
Oh, senor. Then you would see Don Jose Amanto and his men in action.
Good. I'm going to count on you.
Muy bien.
First, I'll disguise myself as a peon and go to the Jekyll Ranch. No one will pay much attention to a peon who works in the field. How's the prisoner behaving, Tonto?
Him plenty quiet.
Well, mister, did you call on the law as you intended?
Yes, Jekyll, I did. Tonto, give me a hand. I've got to change clothes.
Ah.
I guess you learned that I'm a man of power around here, didn't you?
Well, I knew that before I went to see Don Jose. Get the dark stain ready, Tonto. I'll have to use it on my face.
Ah. Clothes you take off. You want them in bundles?
Yes, I'll take them with me. Here's my hat to go with them.
Ah. And here's stain ready to use.
Oh, thanks, thanks. Tonto, Amato will bring the law when I have proof against Jekyll, but not before.
You get proof today?
I'm going to try. You'll hear the signal when the people quit work after sundown.
Me hear it.
I'll wait for half an hour after that signal. If I'm not back, take a silver bullet to Don Jose.
Me get one from Gunbelt?
Yes, Jose will recognize it. Tell him to bring his men to Jekyll's house. I'll be waiting with the proof he needs.
Me savvy.
Is the disguise all right?
Oh, it's plenty good. But you not talk like them.
I'll fix that. I will fix the way I speak, senor, and I think no one will suspect that I am not the poor laborer who work in the field. No, that is over.
That plenty good.
Senor Jekyll, I must say adios.
Rich Scott.
One silver.
Later that morning, Matt Martin found a peon working with a hoe at his side. He was surprised to hear the man speak in a low but unmistakable voice.
Don't give any sign that you know me.
But you...
Yes?
How did you get past the guards?
I didn't pay any attention to a poor peon.
Where's your horse?
In the shed near your house. I left my other clothes there, too. Matt, I've got to get proof that Jekyll's a counterfeiter.
I don't know any more than I told you.
I must have tangible proof.
Careful. The overseer's coming this way.
Hey, you! What are you doing here?
Why, break the ground, senor.
You peons were told to stay in your own section.
But my memory is so poor, I forget.
Forget, eh? Maybe that'll help you remember. Now get where you belong, or I'll lay this whip across your back.
Si, senor, I go at once.
Well, what are you looking at?
Why, nothing.
You keep working, or I'll forget Butch's orders and brush you with a whip.
To me, Peterson.
Yep. You're not a peon?
No, I'm here to help you. I want proof that Jekyll's a counterfeiter. Where can I get it?
I don't know. I don't know anything. No one can help me. Go away.
I don't know anything. Please go away. What sees you talking to me?
There must be someone who knows where to find proof against Jekyll.
Hey, you're good for nothing, lazy lout. What are you doing here?
Oh, you could have
been told to stay away from these men from the States. Now I'll teach you.
No, senor, not the whip, no.
I'll show you.
Oh, senor, no more, I beg you.
Now get to your own section and stay there.
It was one of the most trying days the Lone Ranger had ever known. Time after time, he approached one of the men from Texas.
One of you must know something that will help me.
On several occasions, he was caught by an overseer.
Get over where you belong!
He was slapped and lashed by cruel whips.
Let this be a lesson not to forget!
Oh, senor!
He was lame from countless blows, but this was nothing compared to the mental torture. There were times when he trembled from the effort to restrain himself and stick to his role of a humble peon.
This is twice I warned you. This time I'll make sure you don't forget.
Oh, senor! Oh! Oh! Senor!
It was nearly dark when the triangle sounded. Men and women put away their tools and dragged wearily to their homes. Tonto heard the triangle and waited half an hour. Then, acting on the Lone Ranger's orders, he made sure Dan Jekyll's ropes were tight, then leaped to the saddle and started for town.
Get him up, scout!
It was then, half an hour after quitting work, that Matt Martin appeared at the house of Jim Peterson.
Something wrong, Matt?
Jim, you had a couple of words with that man who was dressed like a peon.
Here's I can learn, he's talked to most everyone.
He's at my place. He wants all of us to go there.
Oh, what's the use? I'm tired. I'm still a sick man.
Come on. We'll go get Steve, Tex, and the others.
Every one of the men thought it was a waste of time and energy to hear what the Lone Ranger had to say.
I don't see where it'll do any good.
Come on, Tex. I promised I'd get you all together.
All right, I'll go.
The men who crowded into Martin's small cabin were tired. Their faces, lighted by a single flickering candle, were deeply lined. Their cheeks were sunken and their eyes without luster.
Where is that critter?
I'm not going to stay around. I'm tired.
He'll be here in a minute, boys. He went to the barn to get his horse.
Someone's just reined up.
He's missed.
Boys, that's the same man. He's the one you talked to.
I got rid of those clothes with the peon. Now listen to me, men. I spoke to each of you. You know that I was trying to learn something about Jekyll. I thought I'd fail. Then I heard one of the overseers talking. I learned that Jekyll has machinery for making counterfeit money. And a lot of the money is in his tower.
Safe enough place.
Why don't you tell the law about it?
Jekyll's men would kill us if we went near that house.
Just a minute. I have told the law. By this time, lawmen are on the way here. They're counting on proof when they arrive.
And you'll send them to the tower. What about it?
But you don't understand. They'll not enter that house unless they see evidence that Jekyll's a crook. We've got to get that evidence.
Can't be done.
It's no use talking to us.
Can't you see what it means to you?
Well,
it means that you'll throw off Jekyll's grip. You'll be free to go home to Texas, to start living again. We've got to attack that house and fight our way to the tower to get evidence against Jekyll.
We can't fight. We got no weapons.
There's no fight left in us.
I remember a day in Bryant's Basin. You men were up against big odds. You ran out of ammunition, but you didn't quit. You fought with sticks and stones and bare fists. You showed a pack of crooks what Texas men were like when they got fighting mad. This is your chance for freedom. Your last chance. Must I go back and tell the governor that men from Texas were afraid of Jekyll's crooks?
If we just had weapons.
Jekyll's men have weapons. Let's use those. I'm going after one of those overseers. I'll show him what a whip is like.
I'd sure like a chance to butch.
Every one of you has a lot to repay.
Boys, I'm going with him.
That's the talk, Matt. What's the matter with the rest of you? Do you want to live forever? Look here. This is a flag I've been keeping with me. The Lone Star flag.
Mary, you still got it. Give me that flag.
Is anyone going with Matt and me?
Boys, remember Bryant's Basin? Remember that rebel yell we used?
I remember it. Here she goes.
Fire!
Listen to Peterson. Come on, boys.
Those are the fighting men I used to know.
Come, Silver!
Superhuman strength inspired those men. They rushed the house before those on the inside were aware of what was happening.
Turn your guns on them!
Not that gun!
Give me that whip. I'll show you.
Make your way to the tower.
The outlaws had never faced such fury and determination. They fell back, retreating toward the stairs, but the Texans kept advancing.
Clear the stairs, boys! We gotta get to the tower! Push the polecats over the railing!
Through it all, the masked man watched for guns. As fast as one of Jekyll's men produced a firearm, the Lone Ranger snapped a shot.
Oh! We're nearly there. Keep going.
Step by step, those men advanced. Then the way ahead was clear. They stormed into the tower room, tore open boxes and cases.
The law is waiting down below. Throw everything out the window.
Here's a print machine. Here's a lot of fake money.
Throw it down to Don Jose.
Senor, is one great night for me. I have all of them captured, including Jekyll.
And have you all the evidence you need, Don Jose?
Si, senor. They will go to jail forever.
Look over there, Jose.
Hmm? Oh, your countrymen.
Look at them ride.
Come on! Let's travel so we can be on Texas soil by daybreak!
Your friends.
Yes, Jose. They're going home. Come, Tonto.
We go now.
Adios, Don Jose. We'll meet again.
Hasta la vista.
Juan Silver! Up, scout! Juan
Silver!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.